What up? This the new podcast called Wild Word. And, you know, this for my hip-hop people, my political people, you know, my music people, my movie people, you know. So, just a new podcast where we're going to rap about a lot of different topics, you know. Might even get into religion, might even get into, you know, anything, you know. So, it's just ideas, you know. So, things that I'm interested in and, you know, we talk about it and you listen and, you know, and we can go back and forth, you know. So that's the kind of podcast I want to have. Just about ideas and interesting ideas and topics, you know. So it's called Wild Word. Hope you enjoy it. Hello, everyone. This is my first podcast. It's called Wild Word. Wild Word. I had heard a really good pastor have a good sermon, and he was talking about Wild Word. So I just, you know, thought that was cool. So, but this show is pretty much about, you know, interesting things that, you know, I'm interested in, you know, different conversations, different ideas, you know, music, you know. So that's what you're gonna be in for, ladies and gentlemen. We just gonna talk and just about interesting topics, you know. I got a few that, you know, that we're gonna talk about, and one that is incredibly interesting, you know. And this episode is pretty much going to be talking about 2020 election, Biden. I understand we had the COVID that's going on right now, so we're living in a very, very dark time and very, very terrible time, you know, with COVID. That this came out of nowhere. But for right now, I really want to talk about this election, you know, with Joe Biden and his recent comments talking about you ain't black or and all of this stuff. But it's been a lot of conversations I'm seeing now online about Joe Biden and what's going on and voting, and so that's what we're going to be talking about today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be talking about voting, we're going to talk about Joe Biden, and yeah, we'll see where we go. So if you didn't see it already, Joe Biden, he is, you know, running for president. He won, and in full disclosure, that wasn't my first or second choice for president. You know, I was more of a Bernie guy. And then I wanted Warren, Elizabeth Warren. So we'll see who he's going to choose for his running mate. That's another controversy as well. But he went on the Breakfast Club, and it was about 16 minutes. And yeah, he shouldn't have said the comment. I mean, it is what it is. He shouldn't have said it. You know, we can't define what blackness is, and especially an old white man shouldn't be saying that. Granted. But my thing is, let's get more to these policies. You know, and I'm starting to see a lot of people doing this false equivalency between Biden and Trump, you know, so they just have this false equivalency, oh, they're both the same and all of this stuff, and no, that's not true, you know, definitely not true at all. So I've been finding myself arguing with a lot of people on Facebook and on social media and stuff who's trying to make that case. You know, first of all, whether you like Joe Biden or not, you know, I saw a good meme that pretty much said, don't vote for Joe Biden, vote for Ruth Ginsburg, you know, and that's Ruth Ginsburg. She's on the Supreme Court. You know, you got to realize that the president, we always, and when I say we, I include myself, we only talk about just 1/3 of the government. We only talk about the president, you know, and it's not just about the president. So let's take it off Joe Biden for a minute. I just feel like it's an education that needs to go on in this country about voting and why you need to vote, you know. And like I said, I'm gonna be honest. I haven't voted. I didn't vote for my, I'm not excited about the local and the state elections, you know, but in order for us to really have power, you know, you got to vote on your local, state, and national level. You know, so 2012 was my first time I was able to vote. So I'm showing my age. I was a little bit too young. I was 17 when 08 came and Obama came in, and I was like, woo! I was excited. We had a first black president. I went to HBCU, BSU, you know. We was all happy and everything like that. And, you know, 08, but like I said, I couldn't vote in 08. But just looking at from statistics, people didn't vote in 2010. You know, people didn't vote. And that was me too, you know, because by that time I was, what, 19, 20? So I could have voted, you know, I could have voted in the midterm in 2010, but I didn't, you know. And that's when you had the Tea Party and all of that stuff come through. And those conservatives and all of that stuff, like when you look at Obama's presidency from 08 to what, 2017, right? Because he had two terms. Yeah, most of the state houses and the local level, like Democrats won. Yes, we elected Barack Obama twice, but we didn't go back to the 2010 and vote on a local and a state level, you know. So by what, by 2012 or especially 2014, you know, you had a lot of the stuff, all of the Congress was Republican. Most of them was Republican by 2012. You know, my first election, 2012, when I was able to vote for Obama over Romney, I didn't go back and vote in 2014. You know, I wasn't excited about it. I was like, okay, we got Obama, you know. And that was, I guess that's one criticism of Obama. I mean, a lot of people criticize him for a lot of different things, but the Democratic Party, you know, we have to start making voting on all levels of government important. You know, so you have federal judges that is, you know, you have to vote for. You got police chiefs, you got your county police, all of that stuff. So that's why you vote for the president. You know, you don't just vote for the president. That's the thing. So we got to stop saying that. We got to cut that out, you know. So that's a wild word for you right there, you know. So that's my little, you know, line right there. But we don't just vote for the president, y'all. We don't just vote for the president. So please, if I have to keep saying that on this podcast over and over, we don't just vote for the president. You know, we vote locally. You know who your local representatives are. And I gotta be honest, you know, I'm a teacher. I teach a lot of times, but I'm just starting to get myself really, really educated for real on local politics in my state, you know, state of Maryland. And then you got your state. So you got the local, you got the state, and then you got federal. Because all of them depend on, all of them want money from the federal government. Then the state want, or the local government want money from the state, and vice versa. You know, so that's how federalism is. So a lot of times when people say stuff like, oh, Obama didn't do nothing for black people, or what Biden do for black people. And it's legitimate criticisms on Biden. And it's some on Obama, but inherent in that question is this whole idea that the president alone can just do all of this stuff. Now, like I said, I was a Bernie guy. I'm an Elizabeth Warren person, you know, so I'm not trying to deny the things that Biden did in the 70s and, you know, the 80s and the 90s, the crime bill, all of that stuff. And we'll probably have a separate podcast on that. Okay. But yeah, so I didn't agree with a lot of that stuff, but yeah, man, we at this point, you know, with Trump and all of this stuff, we can't have this false equivalency stuff, man. And I think a lot of times people who make that argument, did Obama do stuff for black people, they don't keep in mind the fact when Trump first got in office, and you can look it up, he pretty much rolled back a lot of civil rights protections in voting. So you talk about voter suppression, you talk about what happened in North Carolina in 2013, in Texas, and in Wisconsin, and, you know, you just pick the state. As soon as they took out a section of the Voting Rights Act, so Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act, and, you know, now a lot of these states, these southern states that were racist back in the day, And, you know, they made up all of these laws to make it harder for people to vote, you know, or they didn't want people to vote in the 60s. They didn't have to pre-clear anymore. Now they make all these voter ID laws. So I think a lot of people don't really understand that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, Biden, not a perfect candidate, but yeah, you know, that's what we have. You know, London, LBJ wasn't a perfect candidate. You know, he wasn't a perfect candidate. He wasn't someone who was a civil rights activist, all of this stuff. You know, he wasn't quote unquote woke on everything. You know, you saw how he was, you know, he supported the Vietnam War, which pretty much sinked his presidency. You know, he had to be pushed by the activists. He had to be pushed by the activists. You know, so I think now, and I'm challenging myself to do the same thing, is get more into your local politics, get more into your state politics, and then also vote for the president. You know, but realize you're not voting for a higher deity. You're not voting for God. So let's keep that in mind. You know, everybody is flawed. Everybody is flawed. Flawed, flawed, flawed. Okay? But like you said, you have a right to vote your values, but I just don't want anybody leaving this podcast saying they're not voting. Okay? That's a wow word for you right there. Okay? So we can have conversations about the Electoral College and all of that and how it's not fair and there's some criticisms there. But when you talk about the Electoral College, you're only talking about the president, right? You're only talking about the president. So when people say voting, oh, my vote don't count, I live in this state. The vote, because I live in a highly Democratic state or I live in a highly Republican state. No, you need to vote on your local and state level. Okay, your local and state level. When we have a lot of these tragic police shootings, we just had the shooting recently, you know, of this time me recording, we had, you know, a black jogger get killed. You know, we have a lot of these police shootings. You know, in Baltimore, we had Freddie Gray, you know, Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, Sandra Bland. So we know all of the things. So that's why you need to be voting. You know, you need to be voting for your judges and the people who are going to hold police accountable when they do this type of stuff. You know, so any type of black agenda, any type of thing like that, they need to be addressing police brutality, because that's a reality. And if you don't acknowledge that reality, then I don't see how we can even have a conversation. You see what I'm saying? So every quote unquote black agenda needs to be focused on that. Now, I'm not trying to say that that's the only thing black people should be dealing with, as if black people are all just criminals and that's the only issue. No, we got other issues, just like everyone else. But that's a key thing that's impacting us disproportionately. You know? So, that's my thoughts on it. You know? So, that's in my world right there. You know, that's something I'm finding very interesting. Just a lot of these policy debates. But, you know, hey, you know, get back to me. So, you know, message me. What should we have in a quote-unquote black agenda? And the reason why I'm focusing on a black agenda is because his comments, right? He was going on the Breakfast Club, black media, and he was trying to appeal, you know, do what politicians do around this time. If they go to the different community groups and they try to say, hey, I'm for black America, I'm for Hispanic America. So right now, it's our turn. So what should we demand from Joe Biden? And has anyone read the Lift Every Voice and Sing plan? Okay, so this is supposed to be the plan for black America. Okay, so I also want to hear what your thoughts are. Okay, I'll share my thoughts because I found this to be interesting too, the plans. Okay, because the plans are important, because this is how we hold politicians accountable. Politicians, black, white, or otherwise, woman, man, woman, whatever, they are interested in getting reelected. That is their purpose, okay? Politicians are, they're going to put their finger in their mouth, and they're going to take it out, and they're going to say, hey, where's the wind blowing? Where's the wind? Where is the wind blowing that is going to keep me in power? That's going to keep me in office. That's the muck of politics. Okay. Like I said, I'm progressive. So I'm going to, you know, just tell you my political affiliation. I'm progressive. Okay. So I understand the pain that a lot of people feel like, man, we got to vote for Joe Biden. You know, he didn't have the best policy when it came to busing back in the day, you know, the crime bill, a lot of stuff that he didn't did and said that is not all the way there. I get it. Okay. I get it. All right. And a lot of the criticisms are legit. So I'm not going to discount the criticisms, but politics, man, we don't have perfect candidates, man. Like JFK, he, like I said, he had to be pushed on the civil rights thing. Like LBJ had to be pushed on the civil rights thing. So we have to be able to evaluate, okay, who's going to be more likely to enact the policies that we want in our community. You know, I'm talking about the black community right now, us. Which candidate is going to be more willing to listen? I'm looking at this Lift Every Voice, you know, and this is the thing that how we're going to be able to keep him accountable. But he's talking about income inequality based on race and how we got to close that. Okay. He's talking about equal access to credit, you know, credit, ensuring equal access to credit and capital, right? Talking about business people. Like I said, our issues is just not criminal justice. Criminal justice is a big issue, but that's not the only thing. You know, he's talking about, hey, we got to get some contracts. African-American owned businesses got to get some contracts, right? We got to have some share of the contracts that's out there. Okay. Minority business development. He talking about that. So like I said, I know politicians make a lot of promises and stuff, but it seems like he's talking about, hey, I acknowledge systematic racism. I recognize structural racism. You know, that's not something that Trump talking about. Okay. And like I said, I know politicians make promises, but we gotta get beyond this whole thing that we're going to get a perfect candidate, that we're going to get somebody that's perfect. You know, yes, we know his past is his past, but do we give people an opportunity to change? Do we give people opportunity to change? And even if they don't change, what is our role? We're always so focused on what the president is supposed to do, but what is our role in holding them accountable? You know, we got to go to the polls, man. We got to go to the polls, and especially a lot of the young folk, you know, so people in my age group, we got to go to the polls. We talk a lot on social media and all of this stuff, but we got to go to the polls, man. We got to get organized, man. We do. We got to get organized, you know, and I'm trying to do some research on the Urban League and the NAACP and all of these different organizations that have been, you know, they've been on the ground researching data on black people in various different areas, housing, you know, banking, police brutality, you know, jobs, unemployment, all of that stuff, you know? So we gotta stay pay attention. You know, so it's deeper than just these comments, you know. But I agree with Diddy up until the point of saying, hey, we got to hold them accountable. Now, I don't agree with him saying we need to hold the black vote and all of that. No, you need to vote. Vote local, but you need to vote in all of them, right? You need to vote local, state, national. Local, state, national. It's more than just Biden. We get so into just the personality of the candidate. Oh, who do you want to have a beer with and all of that? Forget all that. Forget having a beer. You can have a beer with your friend, okay? When you go to the club and all that, I ain't trying to go to the club with Joe Biden. I don't need us to be partners like that. I need him to pass laws. I need him to pass laws and policy, okay? So let's always keep it on the policy front. You know, Trump, I know he got that First Step Act, and some black conservatives are saying, oh, you know, Kim K and Kanye West and they got and Van Jones and stuff, and, you know, they got some people free. But let's not mistake that for being a supporter of civil rights. Okay, let's not support, let's not pretend that Trump didn't take civil rights protections off the table, like consent decrees, and he took a lot of civil rights protections. Look at in the federal government, in Labor Department, in the DOJ, in Department of Education, they have taken a lot of things. Deregulation, that's a lot of, that's their buzzword. And we know as black folk, we, the police don't need to be less regulated. So just ask yourself, you want the police in Baltimore less regulated? You want the police in Chicago less regulated? We need them more regulated, right? So the banks, we need them more regulated, not less. So, and even though these things are not called quote unquote black bills, you know, but a lot of these things disproportionately affect us, you know. So that's my take on it. That's my take on it. So next week, you know, we'll talk about some other things, you know. So follow the podcast if you want to hear some interesting conversations, you know. So just, it's called In My World, you know. So like I said, we'll keep our eyes on the presidential race, but you know, this is the first show, so I'm happy that you're listening, you're here, and we'll see you next week. So comment, give me your comments, and just tell me what other policies you want us to have for Black America. What other policies you think should be on the table? Okay, so we can hold them accountable. All right, peace.